Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, this is Queen Jean. What it do? It's that time for a fabulous West Side Wednesday vibe on the T-Lou Show. Sit back and enjoy the view where they doing it at.
West Side Wednesdays, you know how we do it. Coming from the West Side, coming from the West Side. West Side Wednesday Church. Ain't nothing going on but these West Side rap songs, hitting all night long. Just like me and the OG family. Other stations wanna ban me, cause they can't stand me. And loving memory of Stanley. We represent the West Coast weekly, monthly, annually. Now we blog talk on the radio every Wednesday night. I can show you which way to go. Only station playing Nipsey the Quick. One time for the rules, can't forget Mitchie Slick. Every Wednesday from 7 to 9, we gon' keep this West shit all the way live. So tell a hater, tell a player, in the words of my homie Big Tweed, we proceed to keep it gangster. Coming live from the G-Lu Show, so you already know how we do it, homie. Coming from the West Side, coming from the West Side. West Side Wednesday, the G-Lu Show. Every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern, 914-803-4001. West Side Church, OG Music Productions, 2016.
Check. 1, 2, 1, 2. Hey, welcome to the G-Lu Show, West Side Wednesday's world famous radio show. I am your host with the most, G-Lu. I'll be joined with my co-host, the lovely Miss Queen Jean Berkley. And tonight we got a very special show episode. Tonight we got the return of the young homie 777 Bless. He's coming back to bless us with some new music. You know what I mean? Some information, some news you can use. So looking forward to that. We got a great show tonight. Shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.0 Tweed, FM Ism, Diddy Harrison, the G-Lu Show.com, One World Magazine, Street Level Clothing. You dig what I'm saying? And shout out to my homeboy, 77 Blessed again. Shout out to San Diego, Oceanside, all surrounding areas, all the way back up to LA, all surrounding areas, the whole county. You know, 714-213-323. 310-626-818. All that good shit, man. It's G-Lu, the G-Lu Show. The calling number is the same as it always is, 914-803-4001. We got to give a shout-out to the 909. You know what I mean? Shout-out to the IE as well. You know what I mean? 5092. Shout-out to Northwest. You dig? But it's G-Lu. It's the G-Lu Show. Before I start this show, hold on, man. I want to give a moment of silence, condolences to the young homie lost at PNB Rock from Philly in L.A. Again, another senseless murder over some fucking bullshit jewelry, chains, shit that you know, it's not going to be worth it at the end. Probably didn't even get shit out of it. Another life is lost and gone. We got to start respecting our life, man, a little bit more. And, you know, shit like jewelry, even to the rappers, you know, I'm not speaking on it. Hey, do what you do as you please, you know, but even shit like jewelry, we don't need to hold up as much like that to a rapper. It's been like that for years. But for a rapper, it's just like a chain and jewelry. The big, all that shit is like a trophy. You know what I mean? That says you, I guess you made it. I don't know what it means. But that is something we need to get past. We don't need to value jewelry so much because the shit ain't, it's just like a car. When you take it, you lose the value, especially certain things you have, you know. But, you know, the gold and diamonds, I understand it holds value. But really, though, that shit is worthless, especially to lose your life over. But I know it's about pride, and we all have pride. That's a black man's main problem and issue to this day. That's really why we haven't moved forward fully, because of our pride. So, you know, take that and put that wherever you need to put it at, homie. So mold and solace for the homie PNB. Anybody else who lost their life and, you know, to senseless violence, you know, I say a prayer for you all. That being said, it's Westside Wednesdays radio show, G Lou. I'm joined by my co-host, Queen Jean. She is here. Good evening, Queen.
Hey, hey, hey. How are you doing, G Lou? Good evening.
Doing good, Queen. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening to you as well.
Great. Yeah, just to piggyback off of what you were talking about with P and, listen, PNB. Yeah, PNB.
Yes.
Yeah, condolences to his family. He left two children behind, two girls, 2 and 8 years of age, and very
wow.
Senseless, very senseless, very senseless. And we all know those who are from Cali. You know, what puzzled me was, like, usually when people of that caliber, like rappers, entertainers, they usually go to a different Roscoe. They don't never
go
to the
one.
I said,
I don't know what it was. I said the same thing. I don't know what made him be on Man. I don't, me personally, I mean, you know, I'm not on my side, but I don't fuck around on Manchester, period. But I mean, but who's to say we don't know the situation? He could have been there before. We don't know. It just still could have been. I know a lot of people have a lot of thoughts and theories and locations and all of that. It could have been a number of things. And like we said, what made him go there? But we don't know his situation. I mean, he could have been there before. That could have been several. Like, this could have been no other. You know, we don't know. The situation happened, how it happened, and it's just regardless, it's senseless. But I said the same thing, really. I wouldn't be over there. You know what I'm saying? But like I said, I don't know his situation.
No, we don't know.
I go to Pico,
like,
or, you know, Hollywood.
That's
past,
what
you
I
know,
was
like,
speaking
there's
on
many
Pico.
More you could go to. Pico, that's the one I go to mainly.
Yeah, and we all know the area of Maine and Manchester. It's just a notorious area, you know. And
yes.
Just like they were saying on the news, that how the homicide rate has went up tremendously in Los Angeles. It's just, you have to be careful. You just have to always be careful, especially when you are draped. You know, you come
right.
In that area, you draped, and you're rolling up in a nice vehicle. It's always
right.
Somebody watching, always somebody
yep.
Watching. All it takes, you know, people ain't got chirps no more, but they know how
right.
To get these codes out. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's like, you just got to be careful. But, yeah,
and these,
these
youngsters, bold. They bold, though.
Oh,
I mean,
man,
the thing that really got me is not only did you try to rob him, but you turned around and shot him, you know, in broad daylight,
right,
inside of a restaurant where everyone is in there watching you and you don't know who is recording. You know, I guess they don't have any cameras
crazy.
In there because they haven't released anything. But just for the fact, whoever did it, these dudes are getting real, real bold. They will rob you in broad daylight inside of a restaurant with other people watching you. Like, it used to be different ways people
eating.
Got out. Now they don't, you know, these youngsters mm-hmm. are totally. So, again, it's not worth it, you know, whatever, because you see, you know what I mean?
They're so young, 30 years of age, you know. And we also got to give our condolences to Ramsey Lewis, a legendary classic jazz player, and also Jesse Powell. So condolences
Jesse
to
Jesse Powell, too.
Yeah,
I heard about that today.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 51 and, you know, 51 years old. And he died in his sleep as well. And then Ramsey Lewis, I believe he was in his late 70s. So, yeah.
So he
you
died
know,
in his sleep.
We all know that. Who did?
He said he died in his sleep?
Jesse Powell did. Yeah, that's
oh,
what they
wow.
said, that he died. Yeah.
I mean, that's like I
so,
said, again, it's sad. But I heard very few people die like that. But, I mean, if you could die in your sleep, I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean?
That's
a peaceful
way
to
go.
To go. Yeah, that's peaceful.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely. So we just want to give our condolences to them. And I am very excited about our guest tonight because he's been doing so many more things since we've last had him on the show. And I'm very proud of him. Just his music, like I said, his music, it has so many powerful messages in it. So is he in the green room?
Yes, he's here. And we got a caller, too. You want to wait and bring him in and take the caller after or take the caller now? What do you want to do? But he is here and he's ready.
Well, the caller can hear us. So just give us 1 second, caller, because you probably want to say something to him. So let's just bring him out of the green room real quick. We'll make it quick and fast.
Right.
Welcome to the show, 777 Blessed. How are you?
I'm doing fantastic. Thank you for asking. How are you doing?
I'm good. Thank you for coming in.
Good
We're
evening.
Going to take this caller real quick because it may be someone who wants to say something to you. So let's take this call real quick.
Yeah,
is that
sure.
Okay with you?
Yeah,
right,
that's perfectly fine.
Caller.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I wanted to call in because him being in L.A., he's from Philly, from Germantown. He's no better than that. So basically like this, he knew he was going in the wrong place. That's the main thing with that. So,
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's
just ridiculous. If you're gonna go to North Philly, and you're gonna come out of LA and South LA, you must be crazy. It's a big difference, you know.
Yeah.
And you stand right on out.
Yeah.
Because East Coast and West Coast, you stand right on out.
Absolutely.
But main thing is, you know, I tell a lot of guys from the East Coast, when they come out here, you got to be careful, you know? Same thing West Coast.
Yes.
You got to be careful when you go back east.
You got to
be careful
everywhere, man. You got to
be careful
everywhere. I don't care where you at. You got to be careful and aware.
Yeah,
period.
You
got
to be careful. But, you know,
yeah,
but
Manchester,
like
definitely got to be aware on Manchester, though. But
yeah.
Definitely got to be aware on Manchester. I really, you know. But, again, they said, you know, I'm sure that's not his first time there. They said he even used to live there, you know, I'm sure. So we don't know, again, why he was there. He obviously felt comfortable. Or I can't just say he didn't know. I don't know if he did or not. Now they're saying the locations they posted, but it could have just been anything. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah.
I think he felt comfortable.
Yeah. Obviously.
Yeah,
he
obviously
45
feel
minutes.
Comfortable.
45
but,
minutes he was there.
But the main thing is, I don't know, you know, Germantown and Philly.
Yeah, I've heard of it. Yes, sir.
It's a big difference to South LA, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cuz main thing is, you know, come from Germantown to LA, but like this, a lot of people only go to North Philly. Because it's dangerous. It's very dangerous.
Yeah,
you know?
Philly is a high crime state. Philly is a very high crime state.
I lived there for 28 years, so hey, I know the ins and outs. So main, but the main
yeah, it's
thing
really,
is
it's really hood in Philly.
Oh yeah, it's hood. Uh-huh. Even your own
like
people.
Ghetto over there.
Oh yeah,
yeah,
big time. If you're coming to the neighborhood, if they don't know you,
that's like that's kind of like Baltimore. They're kind of similar. I mean, the
setup. Same thing.
Yeah.
That if you go over to like New York, the Flatbush and all that, you know.
Yeah.
You stand right on up.
Yeah.
But
hey,
oh,
but thank
oh,
you,
I
thank you, brother,
call.
For calling, man. Thank you.
Okay.
Go ahead. Do you have anything else?
No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Well, continue to listen to the show. We have an amazing guest tonight, so continue to listen to the show if you can.
Okay,
all right.
All right,
homie, much love. Good night. All right. All righty. 7-7 blesses in the building, people. You know what I'm saying? Welcome,
you
welcome
doing,
the young
brother?
Homie.
How you
welcome
doing,
him
dog?
Back, everyone. Welcome him back. Hold on.
Got to get the clappers and all that.
Yeah, man. Welcome the homie back.
Thank you.
Have a good evening, bro. Yes, sir.
Yeah, you're deserving of that.
You're
deserving
of
that welcome.
I appreciate it, y'all. So sometimes I try to keep my head above water and not my mind in the gutter, and I do need to realize that people want this and they need it. You feel me? And
absolutely.
I know I'm doing the right thing by speaking the pods, because there's a lot of times where I've seen dudes that I know, like, surpass me just because they coming out with some negative music. I'm like, damn, bro, it's so easy for
that's what runs the world, the negativity.
Like, actually make a song about stuff, you feel me? Like, and then just blow up like that. But it's not in my soul. I can't do it. I'm not, I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't put myself to write those lyrics down anymore. It's just not in me. I can't. But it's so easy to, like, it's just... It's just like I hear that beat, I hear a little YG beat, Kendrick type beat, but I know what my purpose is, and with this pen and this pencil and what I'm typing and what I'm writing, what I need to put out into the universe, because I cannot put out that evil shit into the universe at all. So that's right now I'm honestly like just preparing for my House of Blues performance October 7th. So like that's.
What?
Mentally,
hold up. Say that again, though, man.
I'm preparing for my House of Blues performance for October 7th in San Diego.
That part.
My first, yeah.
Congratulations, brother.
Thank you, man. A lot has been happening in the past about 2 or 3 years, and my life's been changing. Quick, like super quick, but I know it's flowing in the right direction. I'm not weary. I'm not scared. I know what God is doing. You feel me? What? So I'm just going with it, and I'm just going by His.
And it's making
by His will.
And it's making your faith so much stronger. It's like, you know, I follow you. I listen to you. I was listening to your music today, and I. You know,
thank
I see
you.
How your lyrics have changed with each EP that you drop, you know. And I was like, man, he's just, you know, God is really using your voice and your mind to do what you're doing. But let me just have us backtrack for the people who aren't familiar with you and who did not have a chance for our first your first appearance. Just tell the people a little bit about yourself and why you chose to do mental health awareness with your music.
Yeah. So, personally, my name is 777 Bless. That's bringing love every single time. After my brother's, you know, I used to say my brother committed suicide, but I don't like to use that word commit no more. I try to erase it and eradicate it out of my diction and my vocabulary, because commit is acting as in committing adultery or committing a sin or committing. He did not commit anything. He took a choice and a path that led him to peace, and I understand that now. And so my brother tragically took his life May 4, 2017 due to paranoia, schizophrenia. He couldn't distinguish from reality. He was hearing things, seeing things, delusions. He was at complete rock bottom. So after, and that's the thing, I wish it was a nice, all, like, happy story where, like, the moment he did that, I decided, oh, I'm going to start making good music. No, bro, I went to a deep, dark depression. I hated everyone. I had no love for anyone, or I didn't want to be around anyone. I just wanted to dope myself up. And after his death, I became a drug addict. I was already on the fence with drugs and abusing drugs, but this, his death just gave the drugs, I feel like, more of a way to dangle that in front of my, you need this. This just happened, you need. So my drug of choice was Xanax. Became a drug addict off Xanax, bad, where I was having nonstop seizures, and I was hiding it hiding it from my homies and my family, where I was just having seizures by myself. I remember I was making myself a fucking damn ham sandwich, and in the middle of making the sandwich, I woke up on the floor, and I'm like on the floor, like what the? I'm by myself. I'm like, what the? So what? Why am I on the floor? That's it. And my head is pounding like the worst headache ever. And then I throw up, and I'm like, what the? And I see the glass broken on the ground. I see the plates everywhere. Like, I see the whole, I was like, oh, shit, I just had a seizure. And I still kept doing it. And the person has to want to change. The person has to. Everyone in the world can want someone to go to rehab and go to sober living and change for the better, but until that person in his heart knows he has to, then that's the only way. You know, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make a horse drink. You know, you can teach me everything, but if I don't want to learn, I'm not going to learn. So I had to wake up by seeing my mom hovering over me because of a seizure I just had, and basically overdosed. I almost died. And just having my mom, waking up to my mom in tears, knowing my brother, what was my brother, I was just killing myself, you know, and I was kicked out. Like, my dad didn't want to, he did everything he can, and, you know, he just didn't want that to affect what he got going on, and I don't blame him. So I had to leave the house I was at, but I ended up doing the same problem with my mom, and I ended up, feel me, having that seizure. But that was like a turning point. That was about, I think, June 2017. That's when I decided I needed to change, and so we started looking for rehab. I can't remember exactly. I think it was Xanax. It really messed up my memories. Like, I'm trying to remember like the exact date I went to rehab, but I know definitely 2017, and I was there for about a year. I did a month of sober living, and then a month of just recovery and just therapy and stuff like that. So it was a whole, it's still a recovery process of trying to just keep my mind out the gutter. So I'm 5 years sober now off of Xanax. I've just got to keep my mind in place, and don't let negative situations affect me. And I do that by my music, by positive affirmations, by meditating, and honestly, with the help of loving people. You have to surround yourself with people that genuinely love you and genuinely want the best for you. You can't, and even with the music you listen to, like, I stopped listening to so much, like, negative music because it was affecting my mental health. Like, I can't listen to that vibe. And when I was younger, I never understood it, why older folks wouldn't listen to the musical curse words. I'm like, oh, man, he's just old. Hey, he don't care. He don't listen. Like, man, no, that shit affects you. Like, I cannot. Like, I've stopped saying the N-word, bro. Like, I'm really trying to just eradicate every negative aspect of my life and just have only positivity and only create positive.
And it would happen. It's going to come because it's already there. It just has to come out. You know what I'm saying? It's in you. It's definitely in you. Because look at, you know, I was listening to you said after we lost cousin, and how you started going into using the drugs even more. You was going into a dark hole. And, you know, and that's what the devil does. The devil try to, it's like, take everybody's soul, just try to bring all that in. But you were you were covered. You were covered. You are covered. You have praying warriors in the family. And God knew, and God knows, Sebastian, that you are a special spirit. You have a special soul. And this is why you are here. That's why you could not be taken away mentally to drugs, because God has a hold on you. Because why? There's a purpose. Your music is going to be heard. It's going to be heard. You can only imagine how many people are listening to your music who experiences mental illness, who goes through that, who needs to hear it. Because like I said, when I was listening to some of your songs today, and I was like, wow, it's just so deep. Because I haven't listened to everything, even though I have all the music. But today I was really tuning in, and I was like, wow. So you are touching a lot of people that you may not know it, but that's what's happening. I know you know that.
I want to touch every being that can listen to my art. everyone of all races, all genders, all religions. I don't care. Even if my enemies, if my enemies are listening to me, I want my enemies to listen and know my enemies that they can change and that they can do better.
Absolutely.
And they can make their life positive. People that hate me, people whatever, whoever it is, I don't care. I'm so I don't have nothing with anyone. I just want love for everyone. And that's the only way our world will get better and for world peace to happen if all races and all beings unite as one. When the gangs come together, when everyone comes together, that's when we will have world peace, period.
Yeah, we just have to stay prayed up. But definitely God is definitely using you, and you are going to go far in this. Because you're not in it just for, like, you know, the rappers are in it. You're in it for a whole different reason. You know, your reason is totally different. Because if it was for, like, you know, the quick come up, you could do that. You could do a quick come up.
I could have been
that's
done
not
that.
What
I could have been done that when my cousins were, you know, like, I could have been done a lot of things, you know. Like, it's just, I just had to go
where
I was willing.
Yeah, it's not your path. That's not the path that was laid out for you. You know, we don't know what's in front of us. We don't know what God has in front of us. We only know what's behind us because we lived it. It's already happened. But we have no clue what's awaiting in front of us. And if we just trust in the Most High, we're going to be on the right path. You know, you just keep doing what you're doing. And it's just going to be all gravy, you know. I was reading something that you put on Facebook yesterday when you put your bio up, and I learned something about your dad. You said something about scholarships. Can you, speak a little bit on that?
Well, my dad, my dad, he put a lot of kids through college and through sports, like professional sports, like in the NFL and the MLB. He trained them and like through high school, and then even helped them for high school, like middle school. Like he is a phenomenal coach and phenomenal personal trainer. Two people in particular that a lot of people may know. One is Vontaze Burfict. My dad personally coached him and trained him in high school at Centennial. Vontaze is an amazing football player. Played for the Baltimore Ravens, I believe. And then we have another kid he trained, Matt Serta. He's been with Matt Serta since he was a kid. And he trained him and coached him strength-wise and agility-wise and was always in the gym with him. And Matt Serta ended up getting picked up by the Cubs. Matt Serta also played for Oceanside High. And Matt Serta is like a legend in baseball at Oceanside.
Wow,
so, like, and
that's
amazing. My dad's just crazy with coaching and just being – I have so many kids just – oh, and then Cameron Bynum, who is currently right now playing on the Vikings. Minnesota Vikings. Yeah, he's a amazing football player, Cameron Bynum. My dad's. He's a big inspiration. A lot of kids come up to me and literally would try to just get trained by him and get coached by him. Just like would hit me up like just for that, you know.
Yeah, that's amazing. Yeah, when I read it, I was like, wow, that's real cool. That's real cool. So your latest single, Break the Chain.
Break the Chain.
The motivation behind that.
Motivation was honestly me staying, keeping my word to staying off Xanax and staying positive. Because once I heard that beat, it just brought me back to this. It was weird. It brought me back to a time where I was really happy. And that was when before I even had any drug or tried any drug. And but I would have to say 11 years old, I was very, very happy. And once, like, that, like, I don't know, like hearing that beat of that song and like the certain melodies and the instruments are being played, it just brought me back to when I was a kid again. And then it just made me think of all the triumphant things I've done to keep and stay on this path of righteousness and not falling. And the lyrics just came to me, and I was like, you need to write your like life story in this song, but like sum it up in a way people can feel every emotion and every experience. Like I talked about when I got robbed by grown men when I was 12. I talked about cutting my wrist when I was younger. I was, you know, I was like, let me just lay it all out and know that even though I've been through all this, I'm still happy, I'm still smiling, I can break the chain, I can break the cycle. I'm not going to repeat the cycle of violence just because I was abused as a child by other people. I'm not going to continue to abuse other people and hurt other people. You know, that's a huge excuse a lot of people use. Oh, I was tortured when I was a child, or I was this when I was a child, so that's why I'm evil, that's why I rob, that's why I pimp, whatever it was, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They always have an excuse. They don't take accountability. Like, you know, I want to change that. I don't care what you put me through. I don't care what happens. I'm always going to find the positive outcome or the better in the situation. These are lessons that I'm learning. You know, I take it as it is. You know, I don't let it consume me. I used to let everything consume me. It was easy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but now I just take it with a grain of salt. Look after what it is. Okay.
Different mindset.
Yeah, it's a mindset. You control your mind. You control your destiny. You control what comes into your mind and what leads. You know, you gotta
take
control.
Yeah, the mind is a battlefield. The mind is a battlefield, and you do. You're absolutely right. You gotta take control. You know what's right. You know what's wrong. You know what's good. You know what's bad.
You got conscience.
But we're gonna go ahead and let the people hear Break the Chain. And
while
this song is playing, I just encourage everyone to just really listen to the lyrics of this song. Just really listen to what's being said. It's very powerful. So we're going to, check out Break the Chain.
Okay. Music video on YouTube.
I'm from Oceanside, California, North County, San Diego. Family originated from Compton in South Central LA.
There you go.
All my music is for mental health awareness, suicide prevention, getting off drugs, and being a better person to society, to your community, and being a better all human being all around.
There he go, oh, on my own. Pack a bolo, yo, pack some hoes. Everyone is gone, man, I don't know. You're not alone. Lost and found, forever my purpose, yeah, I'm proud. Living this life, saying I'm not down. Turning up savage, yeah, we can change. Break the chain. All my life, crying every day, man, it's not right. Depression and it hurts, yeah, deep inside. Cut some wrist, you can blame the knife. Overdosed, I came back to life. Saving all the children, no one left behind. Killing all the evil, man, they will die. Only fight for peace, yeah, I will ride. Only for this cause, war is on the wall. I can never fall, cause I got God. Intertwined with greatness, like through the wire. Kanye West inspired, set the bar higher. No lean is fired. There he go, on my own. Pack a bolo, yo, pack some hoes. Everyone is gone, man, I don't know. You're not alone. Lost and found, forever my purpose, yeah, I'm proud. Living this life, saying I'm not down. Turning off the savage, yeah, we can change. Break the chain. Is that a ghost? That is just my brother, dawg, don't you know? He is with me, dawg, mob everywhere. I'm not scared of nothing, God, angels with me. Evil in the peace, G, hold his 50. I don't make a bad gangsters will come get you. Better let me go, you don't want this issue. Gangs of problems, choppers busting all your shotters. If I die, he let me go, I was 12. They was grown, I was gone out of there. Call my boys, don't load all them guns. Karma comes around, they're bound to drown. Bless my town. There he go, there he go, oh, oh, on my own. Pack a bolo, yo, pack some hoes. Everyone is gone, man, I don't know. You're not alone. Lost and found, forever my purpose, yeah, I am proud. Living this life, saying I'm not down. Turning up savage, yeah, we can change. Break the chain. Falling down, I'm calling. Had no answer, falling. On my feet, I'm ten toes. All alone with all ghosts. All alone with my bro. There he go, there he go, oh, oh, on my own. Everyone is gone, man, I don't know. You're not alone.
Miller, the CEO of the West Coast Hip Hop Awards and Seagram Records. You're tuned in to the G. Lou Show, West Coast Wednesday. She know how we do it. Stand up.
That was a very powerful song, 777 Bless.
Thank you.
It is.
Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, have you ever been considering or have you been invited to do any engagements at youth centers or even transitional homes, anything of that
nature? That's the thing. And that's the thing that's so sad. I wish that I would have been a good kid in my youth, because a lot of the youth organizations and things in my city, in Oceanside particular, like, they all have Instagrams. They see what I'm doing. They know what I'm... And I always send out... It's not like I don't. Like, I reach out, bro. I reach out to, like, everyone to try to do partnerships or try to do local speak. I don't know what it is. They just don't respond. They don't respond, or they just leave it on red, or, like, they end up having someone else speak, or having someone else from the city come speak. It's just, is it because I'm still documented gangbanger? Like, what is it? Like, do I have to, like, I don't know what it is. Like, I don't know what, because I thought if I changed up all my, like, especially because all my music, no curse words, like, all my stuff is positive. So, like, why can't you give me a platform in the city to talk? Why can't I go to these high schools? Why am I, what, am I banned from going to these high schools because of the fucking dumb fights I used to get into, and the people I used to stuff, like, I don't know what it is, like, because I see other rappers get invited to the high schools and stuff like that, and I'm like, what,
right,
bro,
right.
Didn't gangbang or something? Like, what? Like, damn, like, I'm an ex-gangbanger, bro, I don't do that anymore. I got jumped out. That's what I literally had to go through. I got jumped out so I can pursue my rap, so I can pursue everything, so I can have that choice,
right.
You know, like, I don't know. I hope it's not my, you feel me? But I'm going to just keep trying. I'm going to keep trying. I'm not going to give up. Someone's going to see it and be like, okay, yeah, I'm going to let them perform here. I'm going to let them come to the school. It might just be money. I don't know. I'll cash them out. It don't matter. Like, because when I get music, when I get funding for my music, I'm going to cash out the actual organizations that are helping improving our youth, not the ones that are just taking, like I'm not just going to give out my money to people. Just not, like, I ain't going to work like that. Like, if you're going to get blessed, like, you got to do some work. You know, you got to, that's going to empower and improve our youth. Our youth is the future, period. So we got to elevate them in all aspects, all ways.
In all aspects. If anybody is, you know, people listening, if you know of anybody that can give them the platform to come and get their powerful message. Just tap in to 914-803-4001 and press 1. Tap in and help him out, support him. Yes. Now, we're going to move on to another song. And G-Lou, just step in whenever you like. Love Life. What inspired that one?
Oh, Love Life More?
Yeah, so Love Life More.
That song is, to me, another, I would say, another positive affirmation song that it's for. For me, I honestly made that song personally for me and for the world, obviously. But I was thinking of me and what I've been through, and I wanted a song to where I can go back to, like, if I was like just really angry or something tragic happened to me, or if another track. Because I know now in life, tragedy is always gonna happen. Death is always going to happen. Something bad is always going to happen. That's just life.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I wanted to make a song to where I can just, whatever I'm going through, if I'm going through that situation, I can put this song on and be like, bro, you got to love life more. You got to, like, I know, like, you feel like the world hates you, or you feel like everyone's after you, or you just feel alone, like completely alone, like you just need to you need to love life more and love little things in life. Start loving what you do have and not what you don't have. The moment you start worrying about all the stuff you don't have, you're never going to stop worrying. You're always gonna be like, I don't have this. You got to worry about what you do have, and especially your family, and especially the people that are there that care about you, that even aren't family, like aren't blood related, like just the souls that you encountered with on this planet that would do anything for you. You got to love that, and you got to just start loving everything God created around you, and that will improve your mental health. So that song was just a good reminder for me. That's the thing. That's my take on it. I also put the song out to the world, so any person that listens to it, I hope that song is whatever it is to you that makes you happy or makes you positive. I hope it brings some type of joy to your life and some type of reassurance that, wow, like if he can go through everything and go through that and still be happy and still try to love life, then I need to work on myself too, and I need to be better too. I need to continue to love it too. So it's just, you know,
right on.
Yeah.
Good motivation.
Yeah, there you go.
Love life more.
Mhm. Love life more.
Thank you. Love life more. I'm just rearranging the whole title, right? Oh, let's give a shout out to Cousin Marcy too. I seen her in the video for Break the Chain.
Okay, I was saying we have a call. Oh, my mic was not on. I'm sorry. I said we got a caller. My mic, my bad.
Okay,
I'm talking
okay.
to myself over here. Talking to myself. But my mic wasn't on. But we have a caller. Caller, hello.
Hi, y'all. Hi, everyone. Hey, Queenie.
Oh, see?
Hey,
speaking of Cousin Marcy. Wow.
I know, right?
Into existence. Magic. Did y'all call
me? That's crazy.
Wow.
No,
magic.
I just shouted you out, and I just told 77 Bless. I said, yeah, I seen Cousin Marcy in your video. On Breaking
yeah,
Chain.
Well,
yeah.
Look for that overweight arm over there trying to braid. No.
No.
My braid's
wow. Right?
I said, I know that arm. Thank you, cousin, it's for having us in that. I told the girls, but I'm just glad that you back on for part two. It's always good when they call you back. And
yeah,
I just want to congratulate you again for your timeless message. It will never go away. Mental health is so important. I know
yep.
I have a lot of late nights. Queen didn't see me herself, and she'd be like, man, you be up, but sometimes I'd be up and like I'll see you on live, like when you was at the drive through that time. So it's happy and smiling and with my little cousin.
Beautiful
so I don't...
smile, too.
Yes, yes. It's always
yeah,
good to
he has
see
a beautiful
you doing.
Smile.
Just keep doing what you're doing. You know we got we, you. Know
always.
We got you. You
I love
we
you.
Got you.
I got, always.
I love you. Aww, man.
We gonna see each other too. We gonna have a part two of you braiding me. Actually, no, you're not gonna braid my hair. I'm gonna get it dreaded. So damn.
Oh, you're gonna get locks. We're
I'm,
not dreading
yeah,
anything.
Get locks.
For
I'm,
Queen,
I'm,
get
I'm,
you. We're gonna get some locks.
I'm some locks. Man. I'm gonna lock all my whole head up.
Yeah,
that's
gonna
look nice.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Well, I'm not gonna hold y'all too long. I just had to get my little cousin two cents.
No, you good. I hope everything is good with you. You doing good.
It's good, and I hope to see you. What month? October, the next
Are
show.
You coming right?
Yes, you said
October
yes.
7th, San Diego. Yeah, October
you gotta
7th,
keep reminding
San Diego.
Me. I'm getting old.
I got you. No, I got October 7th in San Diego. House of Lose. I go on at 9:50.
Okay.
Are you opening
yeah, well,
up
I
this show?
Yeah, be there before. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
you're
oh.
opening it up. Okay. Cool. That's gonna
yeah.
be real cool.
Well, all right, Phil.
All right.
I'm about to be out,
well,
but
thank
I'm
you for
still
calling
here.
Cousin.
Of course. One love. I see y'all on the other side.
Right on. Okay.
Alrighty, peace.
I love her.
Yeah, you can't help but love her.
Sometimes we myself. Life. I fell. Sometimes I can't feel myself. Life ain't perfect, I melt. I felt pain in all my doubt. Drowning out on this couch. Teardrops on my floor. Why'd you have to die, what for? I'm so sick, I'm torn. No more death reborn. All the glory so warm. Better love life some more. All my energy, life ain't fair, so it seems. Gotta thank God what that brings and the things that I need. Like my sight, so I see all the face asking me for a like or a follow. But you don't even care, you just follow all the trends and the gimmicks. I don't do it for the images, it's deeper than the music. I was born bred to do this, I was chosen by the holy of this fate. Can't relate past mistakes that I made. Please forgive me for my sins that I did as a kid. Every day my brother died, took his life, you're not alone. But sometimes I can't feel myself. Life ain't perfect, I melt. I felt pain in all my doubt. Drowning out on this couch. Teardrops on my floor. Why'd you have to die, what for? I'm so sick, I'm torn. No more death reborn. All the glory so warm. Better love life some more. Crazy. Drugs were my first love. I used to be a real bum. Swallow all my problems, I'm numb. I'm dumb, I was young. Falling out of my chair. I was in school impaired. Teachers, all they did was stare. Really hated all my life. I only love my knife. Everyone's dying, I was really crying. I'm still trying to hold on. Lost my soul, now I'm found. Triple sevens, I am proud. Sometimes I can't feel myself. Life ain't perfect, I melt. I felt pain in all my doubt. Drowning out on this couch. Teardrops on my floor. Why'd you have to die, what for? I'm so sick, I'm torn. No more death reborn. All the glory so warm. Better love life some more.
Wow, so that's just a taste of 7-7 Blessed Music, which is streaming on all digital platforms. Don't go anywhere because we have Get the Pad. We got a lot more of his music to play for you all to hear, so you can definitely go and get that amazing music. You are an amazing artist, 7-7 Bless. You are very unique, and you just, you know, you keep that style. Just keep your style. Just keep doing what you're doing. I am, you know, I'm one of your biggest fans, and I'm going to always support you in everything you do, you know, just everything. You
Thank
make
you.
Me so proud. And you know what I wanted to say when we were speaking on you going to engagements? Tell us about when you was in Vegas with your auntie, because when you guys hugged, when you came off that stage, I felt that energy. That energy was like, man, that hug, you all's hugs together was so felt. And that was just for me seeing it on a video. But tell us about that, because I've seen how everybody was paying attention. They were moving around, but they were really paying attention to you when you was on that stage. You commanded that stage. So tell us about that experience to you.
I was for her red carpet event for Real Talk. Her whole center, resource center, got donated to her for the cause.
Oh,
like,
did it?
Yeah, it got donated. Like,
that's how much people believe
in her mission and her cause, and just to see all the people that came out to support her, and to all the faces, and just everyone. There were so many people of all walks of life and all different backgrounds that came. All for the same power, empowerment, and movement to influence our youth to do better. You know, it's to save our youth for the at-risk teens, for the at-risk kids. Real Talk is a step to take for a better chance at life, period, and not going down the wrong road. 'Cause honestly, it's... I think every kid, every teen, preteen especially, should join Real Talk and should go through a Real Talk experiment. Not experiment, but like a, what's the word
an
I'm
experience.
Talking about?
Experience,
yes.
Yeah,
there we go.
Experience. Mm-hmm. I went to one of her events when I was down there in Vegas one year. I went there, and it was very amazing, and just to see the youth that was there and to hear the OGs getting up speaking and letting them know what they don't want.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to go this route. You don't want to go down that rabbit hole. You know, I was one of the lucky ones that where I'm here to tell you about it. So that was a good platform for you as well, you know, to come and
kids
talk.
Yeah, kids need to see. They need to see positive change. They need to see the difference in someone. You know, they can hear about it or read about it in a pamphlet, but they need to see it right in front of them, like face to face. Like, this is what change looks like. This is what pain looks like. This is what, you know, how to turn a bad situation into a great situation. Look at how I'm rich. Like, whatever it is. Like, you know, like they just need to see that, okay, if he can do it or she can do it, then I definitely can do it. Because they came from a worse environment than me, you know, and they still got the
same
thing done.
I remember from your first appearance, and you were talking about why you didn't smoke weed. Because I said this to someone before. I was talking to a parent, and I said, you know,
or why do I smoke weed, or why don't I smoke weed?
No, why you chose the drugs that most teenagers choose, the drugs that they choose, because it's not detected. A parent can't, they can't smell it. You know what I'm saying? So that stayed with me. And I was, And I was talking to one of my grandson's friend's mother, because her son started doing drugs, and he was using the pill form. He was using everything that you were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I told her, I said, you know, I said, and my cousin said that they don't smoke weed because you can smell that, but with drugs, it's just not detected. You just can't, you know, you can get away with it a lot easier, is what I should say.
I definitely wasn't I tried like weed
probably like twice when I was 13. Mm-hmm. Like one occasion, like at a park, and then another occasion, like I was at a friend's house spending the night. Like, you feel me? And then that was like it, because I'm just like, there's no way I can come home if my dad not smelling
like that.
You feel me? So like I had a like, so I ecstasy, pills. You feel me? Like,
yeah,
Adderall, like whatever, uppers, whatever. Like I was. I was even smoking spice, feel me? And I in eighth grade, because it didn't smell like it. I had no smell. I'm just glad, like I just never, you know, like that was, man, that shit was so weird. Like I, you know, crazy. I just now believe though, God put certain plants on this earth for a reason, and cannabis is a huge reason why I've been sober off Xanax, been clean off all those coke, from everything. Like, it's, you just need to learn. It's literally just like a just like taking your Adderall, or taking, and that's the thing, I think Adderall should be totally X'd out. Like, that's basically like crack to kids, in my opinion. And they're still giving people Adderall, and they're still prescribing the Xanax to people, like, knowing all the risk. And there's no need for that at all. Like, I don't think kids should be doped up, period, to be honest.
Right.
Like, unless it's like in, for a diabetic or something, but for like ADHD, as a kid.
ADHD, that doesn't
like,
help these children.
The seven,
it really don't. It doesn't help.
It's
crazy.
Yeah,
it don't help them at all. It does seem like it just, it puts them in a zombie state.
You
know what I'm saying? You
know what it is? It's money. Pharmaceuticals is
absolutely
money. It's money. If they can not cure a kid, but treat a kid, ooh, they pockets is filled. Like, if you know, like, these medications ain't curing nothing. It's not making these kids realize what their problem is. Well,
no.
Open them up. They're not doing
anything
for these kids.
In a zombie state. I know the schools get paid big time for
they get funding for it.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I was like, wow, that's something else.
Yes,
and I want to shout out your queen who just has to use smiling all the time, and
Crystal.
That beautiful vacation. Yes, Crystal. She's so beautiful, too. She's so humble.
Crystal the queen, Virgo queen, Janine.
And you guys just had that great vacation, and I was like, wow, that's such a blessing. So shout out to Crystal the queen.
Shout out
beautiful
to Crystal.
Queen.
Shout out to my heart.
Hey, we want to hear Universal Phases. That's one of my favorites. Universal Phases.
That's one of my favorites too. It's one of my videographer's favorites also. Like, I really love Universal Phases, because I was like,
that's it.
Going through these phases, days of feeling anxious, times like this I'm praying, gotta keep these demons always on the leash, and pockets filled with hope though, run around with no dope, always had a knife and guns and meth and violence, had to stay silent, I will not deny it, pills and crimes and homies, never will I switch up, fighting for the cause and staying true, I'm falling, yes I'm really all in.
Pockets not blue, they was empty too. Bodies swinging, that's not true. You was at home, we was in the gutters. Product of the others, search for our mothers. Lost in a day trip, I'm in a matrix. Universe spaceship, rhyme these ghost friends. I don't need new friends, yeah, you a nuisance. Yeah, I'ma lose it, yeah, I was foolish. Gang with the cool kids, late night school trip. Flipping through these pages, going through these stages. I was on these mares, waking up dead. Blood in my mouth and lean in the couch. And the pills in my closet, please just stop it. Throwing up often, I was so nauseous. Crosses, found me in coffins often.
Changing, going through these phases. There's a feeling now.
anxious. Times like this I'm praying. Gotta keep these demons always on the leash. Pockets filled with hope though. Run around with no dope. Always had a knife and guns and meth and violence. Had to stay silent. I will not deny it. Feel some crimes at home, me. Never will I switch up. Fighting for the cause and staying true. I'm ballin'. Really
everyone now does drugs and slang. Cocaine slang, but a collie can stay. Gotta stay down, man, all through the rain. Never talk back, your head get busted. Teardrops falling, but your hand is bluffing. Seen through the fake, man, you can't be trusted. Yeah, he was gutted, trying to bank something, but he was faking. 6-9 raised him. Can't switch sides, you might just die. Lonely life, better hold my pipe. Rest for a knife, I was only 18. County jail problems, locked with the goblins. All night robbers, night creep stalkers. In and out parkers, robbing Miss Parker. I'm so sorry, bullet holes coffee. Morning kill awful, morning trip novel.
Changing, going through these phases. Days of feeling anxious, times like this I'm praying. Gotta keep these demons always on the leash. Pockets filled with hope though, run around with no dope. Always had a knife and guns and meth and violence. Had to stay silent, I will not deny it. Pilgrim crimes and homies, never will I switch up. Fighting for the cause and staying true, I'm ballin'. Yes, I'm really all in.
What was that from, like, when you first started doing music, Universal Phases?
No. My first started doing music, like seriously, professionally, was probably, it's a song called Can't Walk. It's like the first ever song I ever, like, put out, and I actually performed it on the SD. I opened up for YB in the Mirror, and performed Can't Walk, and, like, that was, like, the first song of my attic mixtape. And then I would say, like, my first, like, studio song would have to be, done by, like, an actual, like, engineer, like professional engineer, was my dude Nav, who... Also, Nav, shout out to Naveen. Nav, like, mixed a lot of Draco's music. He mixed one of my songs, Doing It Again. That was on my Attic Mixtape Part 2. And it was actually added to two parts. It was Attic Part 1 and Attic Part 2, but I knew it was kind of throwing them all together. But I put it out on Apple, Spotify, so they just put it all on one mixtape. Universal Phases was this song I have really done through this in this right now, as Tim said.
Okay.
I think that was like the first, like when I came out, like as like under my new name. It was Universal Phases.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. I really like that song. There was something else I wanted to say to you. I know you went on the Eric radio show. How did you enjoy that experience? Because that's a whole different experience there to be on her radio show.
Yeah, it was cool. She had.
I enjoyed it too. I listened to it.
Oh, you did?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, it was definitely its own experience. I'm very grateful she had me on, and learning a new way of doing someone's podcast and like their whole get down and everything, and it was also rejuvenating for me to shed some light on my past that made them start to think positive about, you know, everything. They've also been like every time someone hears my story, like they take from it and, you know, they apply it to their life and try to, you know, okay, what can I fix about my life, or what can I, you know, it's or stuff they didn't know that added to their awareness. Like I did not know, like,
he went like that. Something like this could happen, or you know, it's just more awareness. Like I love bringing awareness to people about certain situations and certain people of different demographics. You know, like I go through this too. This stuff happens here. You know, all the time.
Right. We have
people don't talk about it. You know.
We have a caller, 77 Bless. So we're gonna take this caller.
Yeah, that's fine.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. Can you hear us?
Yes. Absolutely. This is my first time calling in, so I'm a little nervous, but I just wanted to give my son all the love and all the support and everything I can pour into him through the phone and through him being in another house. And just I'm just always thinking about sending my positive energy to him, healing energy. Just so I have so much love and so much respect and so much admiration. He inspires me, you know.
Yes.
Some of the stuff is very, very hard, very, very hard to listen to as a mom. But I know it needs to be said and it needs to be heard, and the world needs my son.
Cousin Jamie, you got me in tears right now.
I love
really,
you.
I love
support.
You too.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome. The tears are tears of joy, though, because I know the background, you know, and
I
know how much you love your children, and what you have poured into them is an example of what's happening with 77 Bless now, because you have poured so much into them, you know, near and far. But now you're just like where you are now with him and what he's receiving from you. We are both spiritual people, all three of us, and all four of us, you know, and we know God's plan. We know when God is working, God is working.
What is that background noise? Is that my son? I hear a lot of background noise.
I don't.
No.
Yeah, I hear it too. There's somebody moving around. I don't know what it is. It sounds like.
Oh. Huh. Okay.
Take your.
Yeah, it's a lot, huh? Like somebody's going to come through the phone line.
It sounds like wind or something, or I don't know.
Yeah, it sounds like a lot of movement.
There it goes. Now it's gone.
Okay. Yeah, now it's gone. So, cool. But, that's what I wanted to say to you. I love you very much, and you also are an inspiration as well. Your strength, you know, your strength because of what you have been through and just the way that you handle it. It makes me not want to be weak on something so small when you have dealt with something so big, you know, the tragic
huge.
Loss.
Yeah.
Just to see how you just go on and then you have this beautiful smile. Is that where Junior get his smile from? Because he has a beautiful smile too.
All my children have my smile.
I feel like I see
my smile in all of my kids, and that it warms my heart, because that's when he smiles, he lights up a room, and Jasmine and Lino, they all light up a room when they smile, and I want for their lives to be meaningful and successful and healing. I want them healed, and I know that this is his therapy. I know that this is everything. I know his passion, and I feel it. I see it, but it's all in God's time, you know?
Right. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Wow. Well, we thank you for calling in.
Absolutely.
Love you, Mom. Thank you.
You know,
Of course. I love you too, and hopefully see you tomorrow. But I just wanted to say, you know, just before we hang up, he has inspired me to, you know, it's hard for me to spread awareness and to be that voice of as a mom, because it brings up, it stirs up all this emotion and all this pain and all this stuff, and I put it away for a while because of, you know, the pandemic and everything. I'm you know, I'm involved again in Mothers Against Suicide, and this campaign we're doing is called Be That Friend. And so they're making a bunch of posters, and Lino's picture is in there, and we're going to put these posters in schools, in middle schools, in churches, all around our community, you know, so that young people can kind of, don't be scared to ask those hard questions. Don't be scared to say, hey, what's going on? Are you thinking of hurting yourself? Are you, you know, blah, blah, blah. I mean, you've got to open up, and you've got to get that communication. And my son is doing it through his music. He's opening up his life. He's opening every single fiber in his body is like exposed. And
very transparent.
Yeah, that's pretty deep. It's pretty deep, but he's touching so many souls, and he will continue. And the sky's the limit. I know he's going to go so far. So
yes,
I'm excited for the journey.
Thank you.
Yes, his music is powerful. That's why. Yes, it's God's plan. But his message is just really, really powerful. And I'm going to pray and claim it and put it in the universe that someone is going to contact him to be on the platform to speak to. It's going to happen. And like
Absolutely.
He just said, God's plan, God's timing. So we
know
it's going
to
happen.
Shout out to who? Say it again.
Shout out.
That's C.T. Fletcher.
Oh, okay.
Oh, shout out. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm so grateful that he turned this you know, you were talking about universal phases, and was that when he first started? And back when he was young, crazy, I couldn't listen to his music. It was it was too deep. It was too raw. It was not what it is now. And when he changed up his mission and his focus and everything to 777 Bless, his music is just like, I could cry when I listen to it, because I see his switch, and I see all the prayers and all the family that has prayed so, so diligently for my family. Those prayers have come to fruition when it comes to my son, because, and my daughter, she's doing wonderful things, and she's they're being healed. They, you know, in their own ways, they're doing great things with their life.
Right. Right.
But you should
Everybody
listen to
has
young
their own
crazy
way of being
music. Here. Jean, you should listen to young crazy music.
I'm gonna have to check that out. I'm gonna check it out. Truly. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm gonna definitely go check that out. But
okay. Well, I will not take up any more of you guys' time. But I'm listening, and I just wanted you guys to know I was listening, and I love you both so much.
Love you too, cousin, and thank you so very much for calling in. We appreciate it, truly, we do.
Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon. So listen, we're gonna go into peace and love, cousin. Too many days. How about that, 77 Blessed? Too many days.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. Beautiful call from your mom.
Yeah, she definitely knows how to make an entrance and just the words she said.
Hey, you know what? We don't have that too many days song. Queen, it was a couple songs you sent me. We don't have, because I didn't see it on YouTube. I can only get this stuff off YouTube.
Okay.
I didn't know where else to get it from. Yeah. So whatever you had from the one you sent me on YouTube.
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know because I only sent two. That's the thing. I didn't even know he was going to do a third one.
Yeah,
I got
I
a bunch. She just sent me like a list, but I got most of them, Queen. But just all the ones that were on YouTube, some weren't though. So I don't know where else to get them from. You know what I mean?
Whatever y'all prefer, it don't matter. Like I would love to. Yeah, I mean, what
you got? Whatever
song
you take us into. Because I actually went into my Apple playlist and pulled up some songs. So that's cool.
Oh, that was
Living lavish, causing damage. Mom always dying cause I'm sad. Cabbage in my basket, big smoking weed, so cookie choking. Just another day, another dollar. Just holly if you need me. Too greedy, free to stinky. Chilling by the corner with some quarters that was on it and some dutches running. We cruising down the six with the bitch gang. You know out here thick messing with my homies. Pro club dickies, it's a 40 hopping off the van. Ryan letters like I'm staying to my niggas locked down. Get around sunny side, ocean side, I'll be down. Let's get high, we don't die, multiply. Never met a nigga like me, so special, so clean. Bumping my deep, maybe it's the wave of the crash drive. Poochie's insane, wanna have my baby, but I got one lady. She my rock, she my crystal, ditch in school. Pack a pistol if you ain't really official. But I ain't banging, I'm just swinging off the liquor. Can you picture me rolling mess with booming, just patrolling? Baby mama hoeing, always showing. Watch the drip in the drizzle, let it sip, pop the tizzle. Now I'm moving, I be moving drugs, got me losing all my fucking focus. Hocus pocus, got the magic cold bastard, rap master, he a main fact. Well, show me Rosseroni with my chicken sweet tea. Sipping no hood, straight gassing on the beat. Copy me, I don't give a motherfuck. Watch me strut, watch me dance, niggas mad, but always stay fucking quiet. Hey, ain't gang, you a virgin like a pussy, you get popped. All these knots in my socks from the rocks used to sip. Well, I forgot about the nigga, I just hit little chops. Got me rhyme with the bitch when it cocks and it pops. Dreadlocks on the floor, breaking down doors, popping up at your house. Fuck the cloud, I need the green sweet Uchi's limousine. Candy red painted like a 6'4", like low. Be my cousin Drake, yo, can't forget about the plug. Pints full of mud, you my son, I'm the father. Darth Vader, see you later, see you soon. Take some shrooms to the truth, and it's all about you. Let it loose, let it loose. Let it loose, let it rock, let it lean. Hey.
1, 2, 3.
1, 2. Wildcat. Wildcat. Yeah. Going in circles, my cup was filled with ice purple. Pain pills was also normal. Overdosing in my bedroom. I can't seem to shake the habit. Life was hard, even worse than that. It caused more damage when I lost my brother. Paranoia took my brother.
Save my soul.
Demons leave, leave me be.
Man, that's a pretty, that's a deep song. 7-7, bless, rest in peace, Tamino.
Yeah, crying.
That song that was played before this one. Now that wasn't a clean song, so that's before you change your style, I'm assuming.
Yeah, that was a long, young craze.
I was like, okay, that was your mom was saying she couldn't listen to. Okay, but it still sounded good though.
Yeah, that was my days. I wanted to, that mixtape specifically added for just collections of songs people just listen to understand the mind of someone on drugs. So that was just my mind.
So let me ask you this.
Yeah.
How small has your circle gotten since you changed your life? Or is it still the same?
I could probably,
did we lose him? Hello?
Can you hear me?
Hello? You're coming. Okay, there you are. We got you back.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I said I can really only count on two of my hands the people I know that would, like, give their life for me. And there's very, very, very few.
Yeah, because that's usually what happens when you stop doing some of the things that other people that, you know, you guys did as a squad. You people tend to fall off, but the real ones just stay.
They either get on to drugs, or they either let money take control of them, or they let just something else get involved, or they just, you know, drift off. You know, I don't have any lost connections, no lost love for me. Like, I still, if I'm on the street, it's still love, like, regardless, it's still respect. Like, I'm still going to cherish, like, because, you know, I don't dispose of relationships like lightly, like interactions like lightly, especially like homies and stuff like that. Like, so if we like bang with something, dog, like, you know, like I'm still gonna look out for you. 20 years later, I saw you in the street, if you was homeless and or something, like, I'm gonna look out for you, you know. But if I have the means to, if I have it on me, if I could, I'm gonna help you out. If I can't, then, you know, just people gotta just understand. They gotta understand their place and their place in the world, and you just stop trying to make everything about them. You know, they need to learn that, like, no, to just try to figure out, like, bro, like, no one's gonna save you, bro. Like, you gotta do it yourself. You gotta get yourself out of the hole. You gotta get yourself out of the, you know, out of the situation you're in.
Right.
You can't depend. Don't depend on nobody. You know, not a soul. And that's what I've learned now.
Yeah, because you have to, like you said, you have to do it yourself, because you have to want it. You have to want the change. And I was having a conversation earlier with one of my siblings, and that's what we were talking about, because she has an addiction. And she was like, I know what I'm doing, and when I'm, you know, she said, I know what I'm doing, and when I'm ready to make the change, that's what I'm going to do. But right now, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do what I want to do. And it was nothing I could say, but I'm praying for you, you know, because it's better when they do when they want to do it. Because she told me the 12 years that she was clean, she didn't do it for her. She did it for us, because she said she knew that's what we wanted. We wanted her to get herself together. So she said she did it for us. And she said that she was not happy when she was doing that. So now she's doing
it for other
things
people.
Her way.
You gotta realize.
So,
I was like, bro, I'm dying. I have to change. Like, I don't want to live. I don't want to die. Like, that was gonna be the next step. So I knew I can't. I even what happens. You know, I get $1 billion for it. No matter what party I'm at, I can be at the most craziest Hollywood party with celebrities and all that. Can be doing it. I'm like, bro, I'm not care, bro. I would die. They offer it. You want some? No, bro, I don't want to. I don't care who you are. I don't care what I'm going to take it. I'm going to die. Like, I'm going to have a seizure. And, like people that have been through here experience with this. Like, it's a near-death experience with death. Definitely makes something so.
Yeah, it's like you said, when you come to that near-death experience, it's like, that's the boogeyman. I don't want no part of that.
No, that shit is terrible.
Yeah, stay away from that. You coming in kind of robotic. I don't know if it's because of where you are or if it's something going on with the phone.
Like,
Yeah, I want to at least.
Area. I'm gonna go back.
Okay. Hey, Jasmine.
Okay.
Jasmine says she's listening. Thank you, Jasmine. That's 7-7. Sister Jasmine, she's listening.
Hi,
I appreciate it.
Thanks.
You can call in and tap one if you want to. What I want you to do, though, before we hang up is to let everybody know about your apparel and who designed your shirts.
I designed everything myself.
Oh, I love those. I love your shirts.
I got so many more designs I'm gonna put out that I want to put out, like, it's the ideas are endless, and it's crazy I didn't think it was gonna be that easy to make that transaction with the film with you. I was like, well, that was super. Like, so I want to thank you again for doing that, for investing and buying a t-shirt, because like that was just like, yo, like, okay, cool, like, I can do this, like, this is, you know, like, people want to see change, and they want to, like, and if we can just make that cool, like, to make mental health, like, a fashionable thing, so people can, it's easier for people to talk about it, like, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna put on this, whatever, you know, mental health awareness t-shirt, or this suicide prevention t-shirt, and I'm gonna try to make some friends today. Because you never know, you know, that person could be affected by suicide or something, and that he just totally, like, just, isolated himself afterward, and he didn't want, like, or his friend committed suicide, or whatever, his girlfriend committed suicide, and he just isolated himself from the world, and he doesn't know how to re-enter the world, so he's like, you know, like, it just starts the conversation, and he's going to feel much better when he goes out and see other people supporting and talking about mental health, like, because I feel like when I was going through with everything with Lino, like, 2017, 2016, no one was talking about mental health. No one was, like, talking of trying to get, in my era, my generation, like, people, it was a joke to people. I feel like just now, 2022, people are finally waking up and taking mental health seriously and acting and reacting how they should react instead of making a joke about it, you know. And words are very, very powerful. Energy is powerful. So people need to understand what they put in out in this world can really harm and affect someone. So they need to just reevaluate what they put out.
Yeah, that's the reason, one of the reasons, besides supporting you, is that I want to wear the shirt here in North Carolina, because you just don't know. It can be inspiring. Somebody else can be like, I like that shirt, and they can say this or say that, and how can I get it, you know? So absolutely. But I love
awareness.
The designs on
key.
Them. So, yeah.
Thank you.
So let people know where they can get that from. So we
so
can,
you guys can get that at www.777bless.com. Put that in your search engine, Google Chrome, Firefox, or
whatever you be using, and shoot it out right there. And I put it at the bottom, so you sorry guys, you're gonna have to do a little scrolling because I didn't want to. Right when someone just clicks, oh, it's right there in front of you. Buy this. Nah, bro. Read my story. Read everything. Read the mission and what we're trying to do. The resources. You can, there's a lot of links and a lot of information for you to read. You haven't been on their website. And then after that, you read all that, seen all that, listened to all that. Then at the bottom, you'll see an option to buy some of my merchandise. Comes in 100% cotton or Fangs Pro Club. Once you get it, just honestly, any color that Pro Club lets you pick. And then same with 100% cotton. So just boom, right there.
Check them out. Yeah. Support.
Check me out.
We
support.
Got a caller. Gila, we have a caller in the queue with the 760 area code.
Okay.
Can you bring her in, please?
Bring him in. 760. That's
bring
the area
in.
Code. North County.
That's the area code.
Yep. 760.
Hello?
The caller in. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Hi, Junior.
Hi, Jasmine. You do have a 760. Why don't you have an Oregon number?
I just wanted to keep my number. I didn't want to go through the whole process of changing my number and everything.
The process that takes about 50 minutes, 45
exactly.
minutes.
Well, no, actually, it's more to the process than just 15 minutes because you have to let everybody
Ooh.
Know. You got all these
yeah,
other important people that
know.
Have this number.
Well, that's why.
Yeah, so.
But
hey,
I just wanted to tell you, Junior, that I'm just
yeah.
really, really proud of you, and I love you, and I'm just really excited for all the music that you're going to be putting out. And you honestly really, really inspired me. Like, I just came back from the gym, and I texted you because
nice.
I'm
oh, okay,
going to the
you.
Gym
yeah,
now.
Like, me.
Yeah, so I just
Good.
Really love it. Like, you're just doing your thing, and then it's just inspiring, and I really like it. You're so young, and you're still doing all these things with your music. You're just very charismatic on stage, and I mean, because you've been on stage, that's why I joined like a musical, and that's why I pushed myself
you
to get out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you do really inspire a lot of people,
hey,
even me,
you,
and
Jasmine.
I'm your
and
older
wanted...
sister, so.
You said even me, and I'm your oldest sister. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I'm your oldest sister. And
I'm going to see
Jasmine.
You live acting performance soon, Jasmine. So I'm going to
oh,
see one
cool.
of your plays very, very soon. I'm going to come out there. It's Oregon so far
see.
Away, but I'll
I know.
Come
I'm going to try auditioning
many
for
talents.
Unless
I'm
you land a Hollywood gig.
I'm going to be auditioning,
here.
Junior, for Sweeney Todd, the musical.
Really?
Yeah, so I'm going to be doing that in January.
Good.
That
yeah.
is so awesome. Congratulations on everything
Congrats.
That you got going on, Jasmine. You
Thank
are,
you.
When I see you and I see everything you're doing, it makes me proud because you're just doing your thing. You're very fearless. You're a very fearless young lady, and you just go for it. You just go for it and just continue to
Thank
do that
you.
Because you're successful. You're very successful in everything that you go for. Everything that you go for, you're
Thank
successful
you.
In it. Yeah, so
Thank you
keep
so
on
much
doing
for
it
that.
And very beautiful as well. We really
Aww,
appreciate
thank
your
you.
Phone call. Yeah,
well,
most
I just wanted
definitely.
To let Junior know. I just want to let Junior know that I love him and I'm very proud of him and Yeah, thank you for listening to me.
Thank you. Thank you for calling me, Jasmine.
You're welcome. Okay, I'm going to head off now. I have to get ready.
All right,
go.
Be safe. Love you.
Love you. Bye.
Yes, we love you. Have a good night. That was the beautiful Jasmine, as you heard her say, his oldest sister. So
mm-hmm.
she's the oldest. Beautiful. You guys are very talented. Yeah, very talented. Cousins, I love you guys so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, so you told us about the website, and you, if you just want to go ahead and give everybody your plugs, and I know it's all the same name across, just for those who don't know, and everything they can catch you on.
Yeah, so honestly, right now, my website is where you can get all your information and everything from, like, where, as far as music, merchandise, even events. So I ended up replacing my bios and all my social medias with my new website. That's www.777blessed.com. That's BLEST.com. House of Blues, I got booked for, and I'm performing October 7th. You can get your tickets available on my website also. Scroll down to the bottom towards the events. You get a discount code, too, when you purchase my tickets. So you get about $5 off. I'm performing with Chevy Woods and Boldy James. So get your tickets. They're going fast. I got that discount, so it comes up to about like $22. So it's a, if you want to have a fun night out in San Diego on October 7th, come out there, come join and listen to some alternative music and rap and hip-hop and all sorts of things. There's going to be a bunch of new independent artists out there too, so stay tuned. You should definitely come by.
So let me ask you this, because I'm not in California and I want to purchase a ticket, and of course I'm not going to go. I know I can still purchase a ticket, but do you have anyone who would use that ticket when I purchase it?
What I'm doing too, I'm going on my end to purchasing a bunch of tickets that I'm going to give out for free. So I was going to, anyone wants to, you know, do that too, they can do that too. But I was decided that I wanted to just kind of bless people with a performance. Like, you know, this is big. So I was like, yo, I wanna be able to bring in family, bring in people that that want to just see positive change, and even if they, you know, they're going through it or their pockets ain't right or whatever, I was like, you know what, I'm not even gonna like ask them to. I'm just gonna just buy a bunch. So that's like, I'm about to just get a bunch, and I've kind of already been doing that. I'm about to get a bunch more actually, and just go out like toward closer to the date, like October 6th, October 5th. And go out around the surrounding area of downtown and just give out, like, tickets around that area for free. And people I know, they can come, you know, I'll send it to them. But, yeah, it's, you can still get your tickets
now.
I'll do that. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Yeah. And your platforms are?
777BLEST. And you can find me under that name on all platforms: Spotify, Apple Music, Pandora, iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, YouTube, everything. So just this, you can just search me up on Google, or Google me too, and I'll pop up. My music will pop up. And download me and subscribe to me. A lot more music coming. Towards the end of this year and into the following year. A lot more music videos, a lot more appearances, and a lot of crazy stuff about to happen. So be prepared.
You can also follow him on his Facebook page. He has a public page at 777Bless.
Oh, yeah.
And you can also follow him on IG, 777Bless, and he has a TikTok as well.
I'm on every day.
So follow him and learn some more about him. He goes live and just purchase his music, because his music is streaming on all digital platforms, and purchase those tickets for the House of Blues. Even if you're not able to make it, just purchase one so he can go ahead and pass them out. He wants to pay it forward, so purchase a ticket if you can. Bless somebody else to be able to go. Well, yeah, we want to thank you for joining us this evening. Is there anything else that you want to put out there and let the people know that you want to talk about?
I wanted to speak on, give my condolences to PNB Rock's family and to the girlfriend and to, I listen to PNB, like I listen to a lot of his music, and I've had some time to think about the situation, and you know, I'm pretty sure, like I know I can speak on myself. I've been to every Roscoe's multiple times, in all areas, and especially Manchester. I've seen people up in there with chains. I've seen people up there with jewelry on. Like it's, that's common. Like they, people go there. That's regular. They eat there. It's very unfortunate.
Right.
Very unfortunate what happened. I just can't believe that someone would do that broad daylight. But it just goes to show you
how bold they are.
How bold they are, and then one. The celebrity thing comes to play when you got over millions and millions of people following you, watching you every move, everything. Like you gotta be 100%, like 200% careful, security. Like just and especially like if you got on the chains and all that. That's fine. Like as people, they should be able to buy a chain and wear it, buy some rings and wear it, buy whatever, you know. You should not have fear around your own people. You should be able to go out and eat with chains on, like, you know, you should. That's
wow.
Fine, but it's just sad.
Yeah,
that
you should. You're absolutely right.
It's just sad that that had to happen, and it goes to show you need to protect yourself at all times. And you
gotta you have to recognize the world that we're living in.
It's evil. People are hungry. People are killing. Like that's it. It brought it, that situation. Brought back to experiences out here. Cause people get killed in Oceanside out here in broad daylight at the beach, right? But like they don't even get killed. It's not even off no robbing shit. It's just off gang banging. And people put that to the side. They just, oh, who cares about that? Who cares what's broad daylight? Who cares what 15-year-old girl got shot to death? Like. Like what? Like where's our like community?
Wow.
Like getting together? Like we don't care about none of that. But like this, it's crazy, man. Like I'm glad that the community leaders did get involved right after the fact that happened, because they started talking about it. Like the action does need to happen. Like there needs to be like. I don't know. More security, more something, more. I just people need to offer more prayers and more positivity and less hate and less ridicule and less trying to, oh, if she didn't do it, like don't just, you just need to offer the family prayers. That's it. And so like I just wanted to talk about that situation. I'm not gonna talk about it again. I wanted to say my piece. So. That's how I feel about it. But peace with family, definitely. Rest in peace, PNB Rock.
Yes, definitely rest in peace and prayers for his families. Like I stated in the beginning of the show, he has a 2-year-old and an 8-year-old daughter, so now they're without a father.
It's so sad.
And, you know, it's so sad. It's just senseless. It just, you know, it just really makes no sense, the motive behind it. And that's just what it is with people when they murder. They don't care about the family that's left behind. They don't care that it's someone's son, someone's father, someone's brother, uncle, cousin, friend.
Mm-hmm.
They don't care about none of that. They don't see any of that when they just focus on doing the evil deed. You know, they just don't care about
drugs
that,
might be involved, bro. Like we never know too. Like drugs can definitely be a factor. Get doped
up real
quick and go, you know, like, because that's just, come on now, bro. If you did that so, really, you just sick, bro.
Absolutely. Yeah, you're just an evil person. Just an evil person. To be able to walk in there and just, while people are sitting there eating and you just have no regards for anything, just nothing. But, yeah, we just
have to
keep that
prayer. That's why they're wearing masks. They had to hide it. They had to hide their face. Yeah, the eye, the sunlight, but man, it's God knows. God's gonna find it.
Absolutely, absolutely. But I just wanted to say to you, blessings to your prosperity. Keep on doing what you're doing. Keep being inspirational. It's never in vain at all. We as a family, we support you. I did see that some of our other cousins are coming to the show, which is awesome. That's going to be so amazing. So it should be a great show, great turnout for you. Because it's good for everybody's family to see a different side of you. You know what I'm saying? Because we all have a side that nobody know about, and then they'd be like, wow, you're so good, I didn't even know. And, you know, because they see the advertisement, but until they see you in person, in action
exactly.
doing it, it's a whole different vibe. Yeah, yeah, you get a whole different vibe. And
it's going to be a new song, but blessings.
Okay.
Yeah, new songs.
You
know,
I'm
going to
be on the lookout for everything.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm sure somebody will be recording it or taking pictures. I got my
videographer going and everything. So he's going to take some beautiful shots. People need to check out the Breaking Chain music video. He also directed and edited that along with his friend Andy. It's a beautiful, beautiful video. We just heard the song Breaking Chain, but you guys got to check out the music video. Definitely.
And I want to thank you for accepting the invitation to come back onto the show. And as I see more things going on, bring you back again. Like I said, blessings to your prosperity, blessings to everything that you're doing. May the Most High continue to touch your life, your heart, and your mental awareness. And the same thing with your Queen Crystal. So we're going to go ahead and let you go. Yeah, you're very welcome. So I love you,
too.
And have a blessed evening. Okay.
Have a blessed evening, guys. I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
Welcome.
I was the kid stuck in the trip. Gang time, 640 Glocks in Texas. Hung around shells, my pops a vet. Bombed it right, he was born the game. Nigga from the wise, nigga from the ocean. Coastal coasting, his back will blow. When he's dicky sagging, this Big Mac. And my flow cracking, my homies cracking. Missing the action, he was dodging bullets. Dodging police, so he drop took it. Tell he fly sugar in these fat woods. And that big popper, it's a dome shotter. Free my partner and all my villains. It's a cold business, but I need a chicken. Legs with it, cause you know I mentioned I need to get it, I'm a fiend with it. But I don't have friends, just past friends. Niggas lame with it, I can bitch and dip. I don't give a fuck, I hate shit. I hate myself, I just need wealth. I don't need hell, fuck a handout. I'ma stand out, I'ma pop out like Polo G. And through the storm, that's when niggas mourn. That's when mamas cry, hold me tight and it'll be alright. I swear to you, just don't lie.
Yeah, it's life shit, man. It's life shit, like just bug the fuck out, man. It's fucking true, fool. I don't understand it. Yeah. When it rains, when it falls, when it rains, when it falls, now my heart's in a stone. When it rains, when it falls, 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 nigga, where do I go? Yeah. Hey, go. Where do I go? When it rains, oh. When it rains, when it comes, life doesn't matter. I feel my brother, he looking after me. I'm smoking bag trees, just relax a G. My brain twisted and my soul tanked. And I really get it, nigga, I'm not petty. Nigga, I'm not calm, and I'm dropping bombs. Nigga, car alarms, nigga, gunshot. Nigga, body drop, nigga, body flop. Nigga, fuck a op, nigga, fuck the fist. Nigga, fuck your friends, nigga, fuck your mom. Nigga, fuck your dad, nigga, ain't break back. Talk a nigga stack, so my nigga burn. When he burns, bitches, then do low deuce with a fat chopper. It's a showstopper and a soul snatcher. Nigga, main fact, y'all niggas straight. Y'all niggas lame, y'all niggas fake. Y'all niggas actors.
Yo, this is West Coast Hip Hop Pioneer General Jeff. Thanks for tuning in to the G Lou Show on West Side Wednesdays, hosted by G Lou. Our sponsors are BTP Media and 93 Tweed FMism. Yeah, boy.
This is DJ Mania.
I would tell a young motherfucker or a young homegirl that I'm just coming straight real, but it's the real world. tell you, homie, this shit ain't really all that, homie. You know what I'm saying? We make it look good, homie. You know what I'm saying? But, First of all, homie, it's a major setback, homie.
Just waking up in the morning, had to thank God twice. Jumped out of bed and said, please shed light on my life. Mind, body, and soul is getting hectic. Stepmama just died, baby girl moved to Texas. I don't like to dream about getting paid, I check shit. Whether it's 9 to 5, hustling or some tech shit. I give respect where it's given, but only a chosen few can walk inside the shoes that I've been given. This is how I'm living, I'm driven to be the best. Started off as a baby boy just trying to move out the nest. Learn how to finesse. I was blessed with the hustle, but never knew the game of life was harder and I would struggle. Now I'm trying to rebuttal the game so I can change up everything I lost in the past. I'm trying to make up. I'm on my way up, homies don't overstand it. This is the way I planned it. I'm on my grown man shit. Yeah.
Really, why I say it's a major disappointment that when you finally get to my age, a couple other different people's age, and see the light, that's when your family really gets the joy and can really say, man, I'm proud of you. Because you done settled down and did some other shit with your life, man. You lucky and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Verse 2, let me tell you about a few setbacks, trials and tribulations I went through. Ran the streets dumb, had a baby when I was young. Caught a case, went to jail for some stupid shit I had done. It's all fun till the rapper got the gun. Got shot, my life stopped, now I'm looking at the sun. Hoping God grant me serenity to respond. It's a doggy dog world and ain't nobody giving none. Haven't learned the ways of the world, the pros and cons. Bells from bonds, grown women from the girls. Shout out to the homie Earl for giving us the game. Even though 30 years later shit is still the same. Everybody gaming, trying to chase the fame. Ain't nobody think about the contradictions that they made. So we gotta hold ourselves accountable and see fit. The soul of the streets back up on my grown man shit.
Then not only the post-traumatic stress you gonna go through, not even just off of, you might not even be putting in no work, you know, shit like that, but just the life cycle of fucking with this shit continuously fuck you up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. G-Lo back at it again. Soul of the streets. This time I'ma tell a little story about LA. Los Angeles, California. Made me to be. And how I miss it at times, you know? So check it out. Yeah. Now the story starts off like in 1981. From LAX to Pico and La Brea, I was drunk. It was only me and my mama and my older brother. She did her best to make sure that we ain't never won from nothing. But nothing from nothing then leaves nothing. So at an early age I had to learn how to function. Used to go to Rick's, the arcade that was on the corner. Then I learned about the gangs and politics we was under. Westside, Mansfield, Playboys, and Marvin's. At times I even heard the Gear Gangs was the hardest. And oh yeah, these were all Crips, just in case I forgot to mention. It was hard as a youngster trying to understand all the tension. Had an older cousin who was cool and hella real. She liked to skate, so every week she took us the world on wheels. Got to feel the vibe of the city. We were still young, but had to learn to ride real quickly, swiftly. Around the same time, I think my mom's got a promotion. And she wanted better for me and my brother, so she was hoping that we could move away from the city and all the intel. But little did she know, the whole LA was under a spell. So we packed our bags quickly and moved like 20 miles east and landed in a beautiful place called the SGV, where the population was mainly Hispanic, Asians, and others. And a small little percentage was left for me and my brother. So we had to learn fast how to adapt and understand the culture. And it was hard at times, imagine a fish fresh out of water. But eventually we learned how to swim and to stay afloat. And ever since the first grade, my Latino homies been my folks. Now let me take a toke to inhale and exhale my testimony and let you know how eventually we became the main homies. My big brother CeeLo was later on nicknamed Mochi Cool, and eventually he became one of the more popular homies in school. I was his little brother, so I was just tagging along till I discovered this thing called hip-hop and picked up a microphone. Hooked up with my homie Tweety and started busting raps on the daily, and thought I'd make it in hip-hop until we got to the late 80s. Living in the gang capital of the world, shit was crazy. It was only a matter of time till the environment would overtake me. Now it's 30 years later when I'm telling you part of my story. To live and die in LA, if you still living, God is the glory. So taking this stride, homie, but never hide the way you feel. I'm the soul of the streets, and the LA streets were made me real.
Soul of streets, you move. LA, I miss you. LA, I miss you. And I love you. I love you. You can live and die in LA. G Lou, DJ Maniac.
What's happening, this G-Stack, one half of the rap group The Delinquents, and you're tuned in to the G Lou Show, West Side Wednesdays. Holla.
Check. We are back, West Side Wednesdays Radio Show. Shout out again to our special guest, 777 Bless. Great episode, great interview, Queen Jean.
Thank you. How are you?
Somehow though, you're not getting my hold on. Well, let me address it. Somehow you're not getting my messages. I don't know what's going on, but I've been texting you, and then you were, I guess I don't know what's going on, but you're not getting my messages.
I'm gonna tell you what was going on. I'm gonna tell you exactly what was going on. So, I'm talking to you from one of my phones, and then on my other phone is where I had messaging on my iPhone, and I should have turned it off. So when I text you from this phone, and I was like, he's not responding, and then the spirit said, pick up that phone, and then I see.
I just got the same. I got one number. I only got one number. The same.
It is only one number.
Okay.
It is, but you know, my iPhone, I can still do certain things from it as long as I have a Wi-Fi connection. So sometimes I text you from that phone, and sometimes I text you from this phone. So what I'm saying is I didn't turn off my messaging on my iPhone, so the messages was coming through there, and I wasn't paying attention to that phone because I thought it was turned off. So I was paying attention.
We need to figure
to
that one out. That's what I say. We'd
I
be having callers in it. I'm trying to call, you know what I mean? So I don't want they be thinking I'm not, you know, so, but I'll wait till I get the cue from you, so that's why. But we'll figure it out.
I got
to
figure it out.
So, callers.
It's figured out.
So callers, I'm sorry if you were holding on. We got it together now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it's all good.
Yeah,
okay.
It's all good. I got to figure it out. I turned it off in the middle of when you told me that, when I seen you said we have a caller, and I was like, I had texted you back and said, oh, ish, and explained it to you, but I got it, you know. I know what's happening. I know what to do.
Okay.
That won't happen again, boss.
No. No, I was just, you know.
No, I'm just saying it won't happen again. Good check. So anyway, everybody go on the 16th of this month, which I believe is maybe Thursday. Is that tomorrow? Is that when your album drops?
Oh, Friday. It'll be on Friday. It's really.
What happened? Check, baby, check. Your mic check.
Check, 1, 2. Okay, here we go. All right, people. Yeah, we're about to. I got mic issues, people. So sorry about that. I was using a different mic tonight. So sorry about that. But thank you again to our special guest, 777 Bless. Go follow him, 777 Bless, BLEST on all platforms. Check out his music. He's on iTunes and all digital platforms. So with that being said, we'll get ready to sign up out of here. Shout out to Queen Jean. I'm turning over to Queen Jean. Anything else you want to let the people know, Queen?
Yeah, just to be blessed and stay prayed up and stay out of your way and let God lead the way. That's what I want to leave with the people. And peace and love, and have a blessed evening, and look forward to having a positive day tomorrow. And don't forget to go get that Soul of the Streets Volume 2 that will be dropping on Friday. check it out. I'm anxiously waiting.
Yeah, yeah.
I got it.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Queen. Alrighty, people. So we'll see you guys in a minute. I guess Friday we'll be back for Flashback Fridays. Peace and love. Have a great week. We're out. Peace.
Peace and love.